bounce.
Relentless. That was... The judge.
Hello.
The judge.
Let's give reverence, people.
Ah.
Reverence to the master himself, Mr. Milt Hinton on bass. Mm. Right?
Great Milt Hinton. And no spring chicken in this recording either.
Right?
Maybe that's not a respectful thing to say. I'm sorry, but this dude was 78 yep. playing like he's, you know, like hanging with the youngins on this record. It's amazing.
And he sure was. He sure was. Those youngsters being Mr. Branford Marsalis on saxophone and Mr. Jeff Tane Watts on drums. This is taken from a 1989 release called Trio GP. Branford Marsalis record, of course. I got to say, starting this sax trios, I guess part two, recording.
Here we are.
I had to do it in the remembrance of my youngster days, my own youngster days.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, this was one of the first, I would say, one of the first bass lines that I ever transcribed.
Really?
Yeah. I was too lazy to do the whole thing, but I did maybe a good half of the I could say that track. I think I remember doing it, like transcribing, but not just transcribing, writing it down, that type thing, you know.
It's so clear.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so clear, and you can hear every bit of the sound. Yeah.
And I think that's why I did it, because you could hear the notes, the pitch, the intention in his walking, you know, the maturity, you know.
Yeah.
So the tempo
is not not too fast, not on either end. This is a great. Great track to transcribe. And this is Housed from Edwards.
Yes,
it's an F blues. So if you're looking for some masterful walking lines on a blues, look no further. The great Milt Hinton right here. And one of the most swinging and playful albums. I love hearing you say this is one of your early transcription projects. I did the same.
Really?
I did the same. Mainly in that two feel. You know, when he was going up high, he starts on that F and he's walking down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, I just love it. Yeah, and just it's a huge groove and so much. I mean, we could talk about playfulness here, but that's kind of, you know, that kind of playful freedom, that adventuresome aspect of the saxophone trio, I think is what we're trying to get to here with sax trios part two, is that there's just so much. There's so many different ways to do this.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
No doubt.
It's there's still a framework. You know, the framework being it's three people. More or less. But other than that.
Featuring the sax.
Exactly. Featuring a sax. There we go. Sorry. And hopefully a bass.
Yeah.
With the
Upright
Citizens Podcast.
There
Welcome to the Upright Citizens Podcast. Here we are.
Sponsored by Open Studio.
Yeah. OpenStudioJazz.com.
Hello.
There's a great, great, great walking solo around the 5:20 mark that would be fantastic for bass players to go and check out and transcribe as well. And I remember hearing Tane. Excuse me, Jeff Watts, Mr. Watts, swinging and doing that displacement stuff, you know, on the ride cymbal. So you can dip right to around the 3:40 mark of this particular track. I did a little homework here, Ruben.
We get deep. Get it.
But check out how he's displacing that swing feel. And that was all the rage. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, like, especially then.
In my circles, at least late 90s, early 2000s, everybody was trying to do that. And I remember there was a drummer in the Dallas, Fort Worth area, Lamarck Gully, who would do stuff like that. And he hit me to that. He hit me to this record. And
wow.
Fantastic.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tainisms.
Oh, yes, indeed. But so much love. That's a perfect sax trio track to start off with. Let's roll back the time clock.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how I'm trying to say it? Let's roll back the clock a little bit here to 1964 for our next sax trios cut. And this is from an album entitled Spiritual Unity. Albert Eiler is the leader on this group. It's his album. With the great Sonny Murray on drums and one of our Upright Citizens' favorite bass players. We've talked about this man a bunch before and we won't stop. Gary Peacock. Great Gary Peacock. Let's let some of this roll and then maybe just talk a little bit after that. ¶¶ That one. Wow. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sound and time. Mm-hmm. That freedom. You know what I mean? Mm. It's striking me again. It's done this to me before, this particular track, and this album has done this to me before. Thinking about the balance. I want to think of a better way to say this, but the balance between, like, ugly and beauty. Mm. Like Monk's track, Ugly Beauty. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. the yin and the yang of what's happening here. Mm-hmm. Particularly the melody. I won't harp on this too long, but the melody's got this, like, folk song-esque kind of, like, vibe to it. Do you know what I mean? It's like you can sing this. And then there's just this unconventional freedom. Maybe not unconventional. It's freedom. Do you know what I mean? There's emotion, so much emotion in this. And it's... I'm going to go right to this, where there was a great downbeat review by the great Kenny Dorham, particularly to this album, where he gave it 0 stars. which I didn't even know you could do. But, you know, just this must have just, like, really shaken people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No like, doubt, when this came out, so forward to put out something like this. It's, you know, 1964, of course, and this was happening.
I mean,
happening.
We don't need to get too, because we have a lot more music to play, but it's tough. I mean, talking about being fearless and hearing, you know, just expressing yourself and going on this journey, you know, music. You feel, it's funny for me. I remember Albert Eiler, knowing his name, knowing his sound, and not being able to digest his music 20, 30 years ago. Right. And now you reintroduced. I had heard this track maybe before, this record before, but I wasn't able to hear it. I wasn't able to digest it. Sorry. And you brought it back to the forefront a few days ago, and I could hear it now. You know what I mean? I can digest it and appreciate, you know, the artistry from these three musicians.
Well, that makes me think too, and we'll move on. Just one more second. Promise. I think of, you know, Gary Peacock, and a lot of people do, thinking about him with the Keith Jarrett trio. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Which goes them incredible places, but he has such a deep history in the, you know, I'm going to use air quotes, avant-garde, you know, playing with so many different people like Albert Eiler, Paul Bley, Marilyn Crispell, Masabumi Kikuchi. I mean, just like really, really forward-thinking people. But Gary's just prowess on the instrument and his freedom.
Yeah.
Oh, so evocative.
Yes.
Anyways, okay, let's keep it moving. More fearlessness, but maybe in a more minimalistic fashion.
Hello.
Moving forward here. Mm-hmm. And understated, and maybe having more questions than answers. I don't know. That's just things that are coming to mind. Let's check out this next track. This is an album where Lee Konitz was leader. And this is from an album called Alone Together, 1997, live at the Jazz Bakery in L.A., we're going to check out The Song Is You. And this is, of course, Lee Konitz, Brad Meldow. I don't know if you've heard of Brad Meldow.
Piano player, I think.
Some of our listeners have heard of Brad Meldow. Meldow. pretty well known. And Charlie Hayden. Just incredible playing. So let's maybe just speak on this a little bit and let the track go. But I used the word minimalism just a second ago, and I want to invite that into, you know, what we're going to listen to. We're not going to play the whole track. It's 14 minutes long, something like that. But there's this tenuous nature to the way they play on this whole album. It feels to me like it could unravel at any point. You know, there's so much just like space and breath, and it's still immediate, right in front of, like as you said earlier, right in front of, you know, right in front of our face.
But let's, so much elasticity. I like to.
Ooh,
that's
a great word for this.
That's a Charles Lloyd word, you know. And I know the Jazz Bakery. I've played at the Jazz Bakery in L.A. It's no longer there. Actually, did they open up again? No, I don't think so. But I played there in these days, actually, in the late 90s. So for me, it's even, you know, a little more. I know the room, and I know what it sounds like. You know, it didn't sound like it was a whole bunch of people in the room, actually, when you hear the claps. But it was that kind of place. It's the L.A. scene. It's close to the airport in Culver City. And it's great to hear this album. And, like, I know the scene, you know. It's beautiful. Anyway, let's let this rip.
That's really cool.
And hear Lee Konitz, Charlie, and Brad play. Again, right? The generations, like the generational gap.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we started in the beginning, we have Tane and the Judge and Bradford. I think we might have actually three generations. I don't know. You think Charlie and Lee are in the same generations? Probably not, right?
Definitely don't want to misspeak on that, but yes.
No,
I would think Lee is the elder.
Yes. So that generational thing, you know, hearing it in the music and how it all comes together, right? And it each feeds each other. I don't know. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I think that's incredible because music combines, it connects people. You know, we have to talk, you know, like, let's talk about it. Like, it, people that wouldn't, like you and I.
Right.
We wouldn't be here on Zoom making a podcast, like, if it wasn't for music. Same case in point, you know, like
there
these people are drawn to the music. Connector.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, let's move on to another track that has quite some elasticity. The great Joe Henderson. The album is State of the Tenor Live at the Village Vanguard. And it's a volume one and it's a volume two. But this is volume one. And this was recorded in 1986, or at least released in 1986. I'm sure it was recorded shortly before that. And wow.
Another live one.
Yeah, another live one. We love these live tracks, this particular episode. Isotope. Wait, let's listen to Joe Henderson, by the way. It's the great Ron Carter on bass and Al Forster on drums. Isotope, live at the Village Vanguard. Thank you. So let me jump in here. It's like that tension, then release. That tension and release. It's funny. I've heard myself do actually this a couple times on record and been like, why did you not just go? I've seen like everybody wants to go to swing, but you kept from going to swing and you messed up the whole thing, right?
No.
But that's I mean, I guess a lot of times for me, when I have done that, and I think I've learned directly from this kind of track, because Ron will do stuff like that. He's like, I'm in the driver's seat, you'll follow me. You know what I mean? In a way.
Right.
That's the way I interpret it, right?
Because there's rhythmically and harmonically.
Right. There's plenty of times where it sounds like they were like, bam, let's go. And then Ron was like, nope, I ain't ready. I'm not ready.
Not ready.
And now I'm ready, you know? And and it propels the music in a certain kind of way. It gives you a certain feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Almost like, I don't know. A balloon kind of like popping, you know? You fill it up. Oh, it can't go anymore. Oh, poof, you know?
It makes me think about, were you ever a kid? When we were kids, we would be on the swing set. Did you ever do this? When you get on the swings and you could twist it around? You could turn your... Did you ever do this? Was it just me and my friends?
Just you.
You could like twist around the swing set and it would tighten up and then let it go and you would twist and you would twist out.
Good.
Tighten up that tension and enjoy the ride. Uh-huh. But it took... I noticed the time marking on this too when they went into that mean walking out of that two feel. It took about a minute and a half to get these there. Two.
My whole thing. Usually the tendency is like, all right, let's go straight out of the head. Let's go. We want to get right to it. And make some room. Make some space. Take your time. It's coming.
Amazing.
You know, but thank you all. Y'all being Ron Carter and Al Foster and Johannesson for giving us that beauty. Anyway, let's move on to a different type of trio. Staying in the same, I guess, the elder statesman of this music.
Indeed.
We're talking about the Trio 3, or Trio 3, not the Trio 3, but Trio 3, which consists of Oliver Lake on saxophone, Andrew Sorrell on drums, and the great and masterful one, Mr. Reggie Workman on bass. You know, one of the masters I feel like we haven't talked enough about on this podcast, and we're giving him his flowers right this second. Because he's, you know, one of the few that we sometimes talk about that are still living. Hello.
Amen. I mean, classic records.
Yes.
So many classic
records. Yes. But this one is a record by this trio called Encounter. Came out in 1999, and we'll listen to the title track, and let's let it rip, and then we'll talk just a little bit about it. Here we go. Encounter by the Trio 3.
Amazing. I love the opening bass line there with the do we he's in like 17:06 or something. The time signature. No, we did the math.
Almost.
We could say 15 or 7 8. Plus 8.
Yeah.
I
usually go 7, 8. Yeah. Uh-huh.
7, 8. Right. Math. Yeah. Definitely. There's these little the skips that he's putting in. Those things are what get me the most out of that intro. And then when Andrew Surreal comes in and is, I love that.
It's beautiful.
It's just so driving, but it's like almost amorphous too. You know, there's this pulse for sure, but they're setting this landscape to me. I don't know. I get visuals when I hear this. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like expansive.
And to me, kind of like the track we played with Albert Eiler, how Oliver Lake on top of it is like, oh, yeah, oh. It's like with this big, beautiful sound and making
declaration.
A statement. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love it. It's fantastic. It's a few nice little tracks on this recording. I mean, obviously, all the chords we were playing, we just had to select one track. We couldn't play all the whole album, or else we'd be here for like 17 hours.
Right? That would be great. We should definitely do that someday. Here's our first 16-hour podcast. But no, the point, like the real reason why we're doing this, you know, this episode and the ones where we're playing music is just to highlight some of the tracks that we really like and hopefully inspire some more listening and some inspiration. And, you know, have this conversation. Do you know what I mean? Have this conversation with us as well. What kind of sax trios are we leaving out that you love?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Bring some to our attention.
There's plenty. So,
there's
plenty.
There's so many.
Right?
Yes.
But, you know, we're gonna wrap things up here. Bringing it to just a few years ago, this record came out in 2018, actually. Open studio artists on this record.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. The person we don't speak about enough. But, you know, current day bass legend, Mr. Christian McBride. The great Eric Holland on drums. And Walter Smith, the third, on saxophone. I'm very honored to know all these people and have played music with all of them, except for Christian, unfortunately. But... I figured it's you know fitting for us to go out on something that's today modern and fresh. Actually, all these
well, even the
are still fresh.
Even the track,
right?
Even the track title is kind of I'll be seeing you.
There you go.
It's a great send off track. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But I think you know just I don't know Walter Smith personally, but I follow stuff that he's done online.
Oh, man.
And I can tell he's a funny, like very,
incredible,
very funny dude.
Very.
The title of this album is TWIO, right? T-W-I-O.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious. I don't know. I love even just the title of this album. So fantastic. And shout out to Eric Harlan, too, who was a guest here on Upright Citizens at this point years ago.
Yeah, so, isn't it? Wow,
check
that's
out that
crazy
episode.
How that is, right? It's years went by already. Anyway. thank you again for y'all coming on this Upright Citizen journey, saxophone extravaganza. And we'll go ahead and go out with this track. I'll Be Seeing You by Walter Smith Trio. Peace.
Peace. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.